breaking news into little pieces. Weekly Humorous Radio News.
This is the Weekly Humorous Radio News Roundup. I'm Hugh Bailey reporting with Susan Swan. Weather and traffic on the twos with Tom Tailpipe. Kit Lively is at the editor's desk. Hi, Susan. Full news day today. Following up on a story from last week, President Trump believes that we should invite Russia back into the G7 summit. Sound advice from a man who believed it was a good idea to have unprotected intercourse with an adult film star. Susan?
Thanks, Hugh. Speaking of the president, as we oftentimes seem to be, he and his associate went by themselves into a room with two Koreans yesterday. When he's done this in the past, typically in seedier sections of both Washington, D.C. and New York, he's always seemed quite pleased with the outcome. Let's hope that's the same case here. Now let's go to Tom with traffic and the weather.
Thanks, guys. I'm reporting live from my gig as an Uber driver, which admittedly isn't quite as swanky as a helicopter, but it does help me afford health insurance. Traffic is pretty crummy out here near the airport. No idea how the freeways are. I stick pretty close to the airport and the bars. Hey man, how's it going? I'm Tom, your Uber driver.
Oh geez, it's pouring out there and some hail too.
And there's your weather as well, guys. Back to you.
Thanks, Tom. Maybe you would have a nice comfy station job if you kept your hands off other people's lunches in the fridge. Susan, how about this IHOP name change? Apparently they're now going to be called IHOB. According to insiders, that stands for International House of Burgers, although based on my experiences with the popular chain, International House of Botulism might be more on the money. Susan?
Thanks, Hugh. And I can relate. The last time I ate at IHOP, I ended up with a Rudy Tooty exploding booty. And, speaking of things that didn't sit well, President Clinton is claiming that although he did apologize to Monica Lewinsky, he does not wish that he had also offered to pay her dry cleaning bill. Miss Lewinsky was unavailable for comment, as she's currently hiding in her house again. Hugh?
Thanks, Susan. In technology news, the folks at Amazon are hard at work on a brand new version of Alexa, who is programmed to say nice, soothing things to keep you calm as you're being gruesomely murdered during the eventual robot apocalypse. Isn't that amazing, Susan? Simply amazing.
It's truly incredible. What an exciting time to be alive.
And finally, in entertainment news, Jessica Rabbit, The Little Mermaid, and Snow White have all banded together to form the Me Too movement. They've all had their fair share of run-ins with sketchy men in the biz, and they're ready to draw things out for as long as necessary to illustrate their point. Today's news is brought to you by Swill, a liquor store in your pocket. Plus, free delivery, go to getswill.com and use code DRINK5. $5 off your first order.
Breaking news into little pieces. Weekly Humorous Radio News.